brothers and sisters.
Give me a moment, would you, friend? I've never been untrial for my thoughts before.
Welcome to the Only One Mic Podcast. Paul Gerard and Brooklyn Dre holding it down tonight. The guys are off. So, yo, man, I want to talk about what's happening with our people, man. What's going on with our folks? Seeing some things that we don't like. There's a lot of stuff that we're seeing as of late. Interviews that we've seen, people like Kirk Franklin. You know, we have a lot of these female rappers. The Ice Spices and the Sexy Reds and things like that. And to kind of, you know, make you think, like, are we really going into this social decline, especially amongst our people?
We're going backwards.
A lot of our people are sitting in these interviews just saying all type of outlandish stuff and doing all type of outlandish stuff on stage. You know, we've had this conversation before, you and I.
In the last couple of weeks, it's been an ongoing conversation.
It's been an ongoing conversation, all right?
Let's just say this also, Tim. It's the disappointment that we have. Like, we're trying to find good stuff where we can talk about African-American people. I mean, you know, we don't care. When we talk good about stuff about any group of people, but it seemed like it's just so much stuff with us lately that's just so destructive to our culture, our spiritual culture, destructive to just regular culture, you know, things that we were raised upon and rules and ethics that are just no longer being, you know, upheld. It's like, you know, ridiculous, the things that have been going on right now in church, just even in the carnal sense of the word, our music, or what used to be, you know, black music or, you know, soul music or stuff like that. You know, the lack of creativity, the more emphasis on sex. It's just like ridiculous. This is like softcore pornography now.
Well, it is. It is. And also not just in the presentation, but in the actual lyrics itself. It doesn't have to make sense. Just say the most raunchiest, disgusting thing you can possibly say and put a beat behind it and everybody will love it.
I was saying this years ago. It doesn't take a lot to make a hit these days.
Yeah,
it does. You know what I mean? Like you just said, I said this years ago. Just say something really nasty, put a nice beat with it, and the most disrespectful thing you can say something disrespectful about God, say something disrespectful about something sexual that just totally degrades yourself, and you'll have a number one hit.
Since we there already, Candace Owens actually did speak on this. Now, for all of y'all that's out here listening, do we agree with everything that Candace Owens say?
Not at all.
But what happens is, and these last couple of topics, she was pretty much right in terms of she was saying that we're kind of like going backwards. But we're going to get into that momentarily.
You say a broken clock is right two times a day.
Two times a day, you know what I mean? And it could just be the messenger. I mean, that's questionable. Maybe it's the messenger that's saying it, and it's like we automatically reject what she's saying because of past things that she said. But if, you know, right is right and truth is truth, you got to respect it.
The thing about Candace Owens is that, you know, I agree with her on a lot of things, you know, I mean, because we actually are, a lot of black people are somewhat have a conservative mind state and have conservative ideologies and rules and ethics in our culture that we just hold to. The problem that I have with Candace Owens is that, you know, on the other side of it, she kind of throws out these good rules and ethics and things like that. And then she tells us like Donald Trump is supposed to be our savior or something like that. And that's where we have to draw the line at. This Republican Party and this Democratic Party is equally evil and destructive. And I don't think it sells anybody a bill of goods. And I think that's the problem that I have with her.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and then most people would agree. But like I said, we'll get into that in a little bit. But we wanted to also go back, talk about an interview that Kirk Franklin had on Club Shay Shay in terms of, you know, people who supposed to be representing the church, supposed to be representing Christianity. Like, the new faces of this thing is pretty much no different than what you see in the world, you know, and this is a prime example. Now, on a Club Shay Shay's program, he talked about how he crafts his songs and he does it naked. Why do you express that to another man? I have no idea. But
He's going commando while he's writing.
Yeah.
While he's writing church songs.
And his words, and you guys will hear it, is not one sock is on his foot when he's sitting at his piano, at a certain piano on a certain bench, and he's naked. He's expressing this to Shannon Sharp. Now, there's some people that are still holding this thing 10 toes down, and one of them is this guy here, Bishop Patrick Wooten. Now, I've seen a couple of his videos where he's actually, you know, speaking against, you know, homosexuality, things of that nature, just, you know, calling out wrong. Do I know all of Wooten's politics? Absolutely not. But like I say, if the truth is the truth, I agree with the truth in this particular space.
We're not trying to promote him or nothing like that, because we don't know his idea. You know, we don't know all of his ideology and what he believes in. But we're talking about this one particular topic that he's speaking on, and you know, this is just man talk.
This is just man talk. Yeah, like I said, just, you know, we stumbled upon a couple of his clips, and again, like I said, we don't know, you know, everything is there. We're not promoting him. We don't go to his church. He's not our pastor or anything like that. So we're not promoting any of it. But we're just saying, in this particular space right now, on this particular topic, what he touched on was actually correct. So what I want you guys to do is just listen to this, and he's going to give his take on what happened with the Kirk Franklin situation. So check this out.
Kirk Franklin said this, and I'm going to preach Timothy. On Club Shay Shay.
So many songs that have blessed people have been written butt naked. Next question.
Really?
But not one sock on. I straight out the bed. But if you come over to my house, don't sit on that piano bench. Sit on that piano bench. That piano bench ain't had nothing but cheeks. On that piano
bench. All right.
For Jesus. Next question.
Now, number one. I failed to see what was so funny. What I would have said to a guy who would have said that to me is, hey, man, TMI, brother.
Hold on.
Hey, man, that's too much.
Hold on. Hey, I hate to stop it, man, because he's going to go the right way on this one, man. But he's so right, man.
Yeah.
He's so right. Who does that? What kind of male does that to another male?
What makes you feel comfortable? What about me says that this is a comfortable conversation to have with me?
Yeah, I would take offense to
it. I would too.
Like, why would you feel so comfortable to speak to me in this kind of tone? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then Shannon Sharp's reaction was real crazy. Like, he laughing like it's a joke and it's funny. Like, again, what's so funny about somebody talking to you like that? You let it go, man. I just had to say it.
Yeah, like I said, I knew where you was going with it. That's why I was like, yeah, all right.
Information. Hey, brother, where you going with that? Am I right, Doc? Am I right? Hey, man. Whoa, what you saying? And what preacher? What person who has any respect for the process of songwriting? Writing songs for Jesus, his wife, family, for the ministry, for the process. What person would say such a thing? And then say, if you come to my house, don't sit on that piano stool. What? You got to say something, because this can't pass off as all right, okay, cool. Wouldn't you always saying stuff, why aren't you?
And that's a good point to make right there. Why are we not saying, and I'm glad that was said, because why are we not saying anything about this stuff? And look, y'all, we use this platform for what we use it for, in terms of bringing things like this to light and ask you the same question. Why is everybody not upset about this? You know, certain topics we have. Why is everybody not upset about this?
And lately, you know, if anybody's listening to our podcast, lately it seems like we've been dealing with this stuff back to back with people disrespecting God. And, you know, this is something that holds near and dear to our hearts. Yeah. And, you got to say something. Like, Why do y'all just feel so comfortable, you know, just talking about God, talking about the gospel, talking about spiritual music, and just being like just nasty and disgusting? What makes you just feel so comfortable just talking about spiritual things and just being disgusting, even if that's something that you did or something like that? Why even say it?
Yeah, what makes you feel comfortable even discussing it?
And then, you know, also just, I mean, I've been done with Kirk Franklin a long time, man. Every time I see Kirk Franklin up on the stage somewhere, he looked like a black woman in one of the most tight business suits in Manhattan or something like that. He's showing cleavage. He's a grown man. He usually got on a blazer with no shirt on. It's tight as all outdoors. His stomach is out one part of it and the cleavage is out the top. And he got on pants that's so tight. If he fought, a bubble will roll down his leg. I mean,
well, not to mention, too, it's like if you watch his shows, he's always either gyrating, grinding up on somebody, you know what I mean? And listen, man, if you just going to go ahead and do the thing, just stop making gospel music and go do the thing.
Just go do what you're going to do, man.
I mean, he's a habitual line stepper in terms of, he's kind of like low-key speaking against the church. Oh, it's too many rules. You know, we have to loosen up a little bit. We got to be able to get out into the world and all that. And it's like,
they think this is people who follow the Bible.
Yeah, like these are men of God. They think this. A lot of people are not speaking out against these things. You know, if you're a believer, like you're getting rolled over, you know.
Right. And by no means do I mean I'm able to speak, you know, for no minister or nothing. I'm nothing. I have no way of, you know, talking and defending these things. I'm just a simple person that believes in God to get upset when I see certain things like this. And that's the only reason that we're even speaking. And this is just a man conversation. This ain't even us going to no spiritual or pulling out no scripture or nothing like that. Yeah. It's just a man conversation. Like, why do y'all feel so comfortable with disrespecting our God?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I can't even say your God no more, because the way y'all disrespect him, it can't be your God.
Right.
It can't be the God you believe in. It can't be the God of the Bible or the scriptures. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's y'all are just outrageous with it. But go ahead and finish playing the clip.
See, it's things like that. I could never, not that I was ever a big fan, but I could never buy a record by someone who would say such a thing about his own music. Now, whether it's true or not, I'm sure there are songwriters that have done worse. I'm sure he's not the first one. That's not the point. They at least had the decency to not say it. At least. Because my brother, now, if I put it on and listen to it, now I got to think a thought that ain't natural for me to think. But was he naked when he wrote that one? What do I care about? See, that's the devil. And I would have liked to believe that I would have conducted myself in such a manner where he would have known not to go there in the first place. It seems like we're constantly lowering the bar.
That's an important statement.
Yeah, that's what we've been saying.
In terms of not just this situation, but in terms of our people in general, are we constantly lowering the bar, man? You know what I mean?
We have, you know, we've lost shame. There is no shame in a lot of these black entertainers now. You know, whatever they got to do to sell something, if they got to stick their finger in themselves on TV, if they got to shake their butt on TV, if they got to, you know, if they got to slap their own mama, they'll do whatever they have to do in order to sell a record. And like, how far do you go in shaming yourself and disrespect? You know, there's some things that, you know, us growing up in the hood, you know, way before we even followed church or anything like that, you just held yourself to a certain ethic and a code because you said to yourself, my mom can't see this. Mm-hmm. You know, my people can't see this. My friends can't see this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you didn't put yourself, you know what I mean? It, just certain ethics and codes that we go by. We say, "Nah, we can't, you know, this ain't going down like this, man." Right. You know, man, no matter how much money is involved here, we're not going to lose our soul here. You know what I mean? It's sad, man.
It is. It is. All right, I'm going to round them off with him bringing this picture of Lil Nas X and Billy Porter.
It's another disgusting beast. Well, both of them is horrible.
Both of them, yeah. Let's say both of them.
Both of them is horrible.
Both of them are horrible. And so this is him speaking about Lil Nas X and Billy Porter taking this really crazy picture.
Show them the picture of Nas and that other guy. Now look at this. Now they're standing there with the Bible. That's the Bible. Porter and Lil Nas. This is the black man for you. Look at him. Look at him. This is the black man. This is what. Look at this. With the Bible. Now you couldn't have paid him to stand there with the Quran.
Another important fact.
Important. Yeah.
Another important fact, and we've brought this up on several occasions on this show, is that the stuff that they do that's disrespectful, they would never do it to anybody's other, religion. They would never do it to anybody else's culture. That culture wouldn't allow you to disrespect an entirety of a culture. If you had, say, and there's several Jewish artists and actors and everything like that, it's only but so far they're going
to
go.
You couldn't have paid them to stand there with no Quran. You couldn't have paid them to stand there with no Nation of Islam symbol. You couldn't have got them to stand there with no 5% nation symbol. I mean, any kind of symbol. I mean, I'm just talking about the, local stuff, that we know about. But I mean, if you stood there with some sort of Star of David or something like that.
I'll put it to you like this. If Billy Porter and Nas X was holding a copy of Mein Kampf and taking a picture with it,
they'd be scared. They wouldn't do it.
They wouldn't do it.
They wouldn't do it. You couldn't have gave them millions of dollars to stand there and do it, man.
Nope.
Anything that, when it comes to the disrespect of the God of the Bible, or when it comes to black people don't have no problem. White people don't have no problem. Other ethnic groups don't have no problem just totally disrespecting the Bible and the culture of black people. And it's because we as black people, we accept this kind of stuff. And Billy Porter is a total disgrace and disgusting individual, man. And this kid Nas X, man, every time he gets the opportunity, he does something to disrespect the Bible and God. You know what I mean? I don't even know, who makes people like this? You know what I mean?
The devil.
God makes all human beings, but but what kind of devil is in you to come up with this kind of thing? He's basically standing almost like a showgirl or something like that.
He got his thighs and cheeks showing, pretty much. Hugging up on another man who looks just as sweet as he does.
Pearls and stuff like that.
Pearls and funny looking hair and feathers in their hairs. I mean, like he said, this is what black people is. Do you see white folks doing this? And I'm not saying this in no term of, having a racist bone out. Do you see, let's look at any counterpart, white, Asian, whatever. This is what I'm noticing, especially when you look at any of these events with these red carpets. You take a person like Billy Porter. All right, Billy Porter says he's a homosexual. All right.
I know what you're saying.
One of the kids, the guy from the Big Bang Theory, let's just say the guy that plays Sheldon, he's a homosexual. Yeah, but let me get this point off. He's a homosexual. They show up to the same red carpet. Billy Porter will find a need to put on the most flowiest dress he can possibly do and twirl around on a red carpet. Meanwhile, Sheldon got on the tuxedo and just like, hey, man, that's a nice suit.
Yeah, he's gay.
But
it is what, he's showing up dressed like, like he's supposed to be at an award show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm not co-signing in any way, shape, or form. I don't care. Excuse me. I don't care how you dress, because I don't co-sign that lifestyle at all. However, and this is what I said before, and maybe I'm wrong, and maybe, maybe you can correct me. Maybe one of our listeners will correct me. Yeah. But this is what I believe. There are certain men in society or certain ethnic groups in society that look like manly men. African men, Russian men, Irish men, and I think there's like such a something where it's like constantly we want to make black men look like this. Why is it always black men? You know what I mean? And I think, and I'm not saying this, but I think society kind of views black men as like an alpha male, or, you know, so-called alpha male. That's what they want to say. And I think it's important to like emasculate the most masculine, or what they perceive as the most masculine, in order to push this agenda.
Well, you know, if they can get us to agree with, you know, homosexuality, drag queening, transsexuals, whatever it is, if they can get our people to shift to that narrative and say, all right, well, we accept it. We good with it. We cool with it. You know, there goes the rest of the world.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's sad to say, because that's where it's going.
Yeah.
That's where it's going. A lot of black people that you see now are very accepting to this. And again, this is another thing that's going on right now. There's a big movement right now with a lot of people saying, no, we're not good with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We spiritual. We believe in God. This is not something that we believe in. You know what I mean? Nobody's telling nobody to go out and gay bash or stop you from working because this is something that you do, or whatever the case may be. But on the same token, what we're saying as of now is like, yo, this is not what we agree with as far as lifestyle is concerned. We don't want this forced down our throats. We don't want, every time I turn on some sort of black movie, there's a gay representation in every black movie that I watch. You know what I mean? Homosexual representation. There's not even black representation in every white movie that I watch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's not even, you know, many different cultures and stuff like that that are not even represented in other movies and entertainment that, you know, I watch. So why is this always so prevalent? It's like sometimes you'll watch a movie, right? And it's like, maybe if it's nothing but a minute, they got to squeeze this in there. And it has nothing to do with the actual show or the movie.
Right.
It's just like, I got to squeeze this in there. But you can't squeeze nothing in there about Black Lives Matter. You can't squeeze nothing in there about the Palestinians being killed out on the Gaza Strip. You know what I mean? Anything, when you squeeze anything like that in there, then it's considered to be offensive and wrong. But this stuff is in everything.
Everything.
In everything. There's nothing that you... Sometimes I'm watching a movie, I'm like, oh, this is a great movie. I love it. And then all of a sudden they squeeze that in there and I'm like, what was the purpose of that?
Right.
What was the purpose of it, man? It doesn't make any sense. But
yeah, and then people that are listening to this and you're thinking, oh, well, these guys are just on here just gay bashing and whatever. It's like, no, we just want you to see the agenda. We want to see you open your eyes to the fact that these things are being crammed down our throats, the children, everything they can possibly. Listen, it's in your cartoons, it's in all this crazy stuff, but it's just the fact that it seems very prevalent that, you know, our people are accepting the foolishness these days.
Like I said sometimes before, you know, if you're homosexual or if you're on the other side of this coin looking at things, and I'll say this. When you're speaking to a person who believes in God, you're speaking to, we have, you know, we know a scripture that says that we can't strengthen the hand of evildoers. And I'm not trying to quote scripture and all this other stuff like that. God knows I'm not trying to do that. But I say all of that to say that when we think about God, we think about God as something, or we know God to be a spirit. We know him to be something that we can't even fathom our minds around. And we believe that if we do wrong, or if we, you know, we co-sign something that's wrong, we believe that we can't get into heaven. We believe that, you know, if we do wrong, we'll go to hell and all this other stuff like that. So when somebody is a Christian and they're telling you that they can't accept this kind of stuff, it's not about somebody hating you or wanting to destroy you or beat you up or, you know, talk down to you or anything like that. It's just that we can't do this. We want to go to heaven. We want to see God in peace. You know what I mean? So we certain things that we can't agree with. You know what I mean? Certain things in my lifestyle is wrong. You know what I mean? It definitely ain't that, but you know what I mean? We have to stay true to our code if we want to see God in peace, man. And that's simply what it is, man. It ain't about somebody just out here trying to just hurt somebody and all the other stuff like that, you know, or sit here and just get disrespectful on the internet or whatever like that. It's simply about we believe in God. That's it.
That's it. So listen, off of this, we're going to move on even to the sisters because this even affects you. You know what I mean? And again, we talked about Candace Owens earlier in the show, as, you know, just to let you know, we loading up on it. And we pulled up a clip of Candace Owens. Now, to be honest with you again, do we agree with everything that Candace Owens say? No. You know what I mean? But certain things that is right, you gotta go ahead and address that and put some light on it. So as of the last couple of episodes of her show, she's kind of been going in the same direction. Like, are we kind of lowering the bar? Are we, you know, are we seeing like a decline in society, a society falling down? When we have a lot of these females who are on, you know, Instagram, a lot of stage performances and things like that, songs are some of the most raunchiest, craziest stuff. You know, before in the show, we spoke about both Ice Spice and Sexy Red. Since then, Candace Owens has done a show about Sexy Red. And, you know, in the interest of time, I won't get too much into that. But in that particular show, she was talking about how Sexy Red had a baby shower at the time. And the baby shower was just as raunchy. She was taking, like, pictures and had, like, I believe her baby daddy had on a mask and had his face in her butt cheeks and stuff like this. And the girls are rapping and slapping each other on the behind. And this is a baby shower. And so she was basically saying, like, yo, this is disgusting. All right?
Right, right.
However, you know, I've seen in a lot of comments, people was actually agreeing with it and saying, like, yo, you know, as a black woman, I might not agree with everything that you say, but this is, you know, what you're saying here is right. So fast forward, she had a picture of Sexy Red in the hospital. I don't know if she had just gave birth or whatever the case is, but the picture that she took in the hospital was crazy. And she was saying, like, you know, you just finished giving birth. You know what I mean? Again, are we falling as a society? Are we lowering the bar as black people? All right. And so she kind of pointed out that the person that is actually pushing this stuff out, that, you know, pushing out Sexy Red's music, is a black man.
It's a black man. Yeah.
It's a black man. You know what I mean? Who's making millions of dollars off of this chick. And to be honest with you, as she said to her credit, these are songs that he won't let his kids listen to.
He looked like a square.
Well, that's the thing. He grew up pretty affluent. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's not like he's straight in the hood and, you know, he pulled her out the hood. And they looked at this as a money-making tool. And I personally look at it as this is some type of thing to put out here to get, you know, a lot of young women off their square. You know what I mean? And so, again, like, all goes back to what we was just talking about, because in society, where goes the women, so goes the men. Men do things to impress women. Women do things to get men, you know, in that regard. We all know what I'm talking about. Right. And vice versa. So if you see, you know, ratchet crap, then pretty much men is going to be attracted to ratchet crap, which kind of brings them down a couple of notches too. You know what I mean? Watch anything that's on that deals with, like, love and hip hop and all that. Look at how the men act. You know what I mean? Look at how the women act.
That's like I told you before, man. Like, The edutainment, like I said, because KRS-One said, the edutainment of black people, man, or the entertainment and edutainment of black people as of late, man, it's just so disgusting.
The diet is bad.
You know, the diet is horrible, man. Like, if you ain't watching Love and Hip Hop or one of these ratchet TV shows or whatever the case may be, the ratchet music is on, you dancing or looking at these, which I consider to be, you know, they're not even talented, man. It's almost like it's like a race to say the most disgusting thing that you can say out of your mouth. And that's just what it is. It's like, all I got to do is find something nasty to say. You know what I mean? It's not even hip hop no more. It's not even, like, you know, poetry of words and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
These young ladies here, man, they're actually nominated for Grammys, being told this is like the most empowering thing they've ever written. You know what I mean? It's not like it's Langston Hughes. It's not like it's not Lauryn Hill. It's not India Irie. Remember we had this conversation? I said India Irie made a song called God Is Real.
You know, yeah, got a body.
Got a body. But Ice Spice and is nominated for Grammys. So
not only is she nominated for Grammys, she's at the Super Bowl sitting there with Taylor Swift.
And who knows at the time of this recording? We'll probably never do a song with it. You know what I mean? Who knows that she won't? But we'll probably never do a song with it.
Probably won't never. But you know, again, because it probably mess up her own who she is. You know, because she puts out music and stuff like that. And I'm not a big follower of her. Any of them at all, really, to be honest with you. But I know from when I did listen to secular music, she was pretty much cookie cutter, you know what I mean? Yeah. Keeping it somewhat clean, you know? And, it's just sad, man, that our words and Ratchet are being held to, you know, like there are cream of the crop. Like, you know, Joe Biden, you know, I think Cardi B was like, I got him on speed dial. You know what I mean? He's talking to her. You know what I mean? Like, you're talking to the ratchet of the ratchet. And, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me, man. You know, you mean to tell me anybody of some substance can't get to you, but these people can get to you? Sad, man.
It is. Sad. It is. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play. This is Candace Owens talking about Ice Spice's song. Now, the girl has a song called You Think You a Blank Fart. This is a song that I believe is probably the most stupidest thing I've heard in at least the last 3 or 4 weeks. But yeah,
there's a lot of stuff out there, man. They just putting worse out, man.
Yeah,
you could right now. I'm telling you right now. There's about 1,000 women in the studio right now thinking how I can get worse than this.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, man.
Oh yeah. And it is coming. It's coming. You just have to wait for it.
Thousands. I'll even go say millions.
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 Yeah, man. It's crazy. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cue this up. But it's just like, this is where we at as a society, man. This is where we going with it. You know what I mean? And my question to y'all is like, yo, is she wrong? Is she wrong for saying it's wrong? You know what I mean? Do you not feel that it's the right name because, again, of the messenger? Right. You know what I mean? Here's Candace Owens when she's talking about Ice Spice's song. Listen to this.
If you thought it was absurd, as absurd as I thought it was, that they were trying to popularize this song, Think You the Fart, despite its obviously disgusting lyrics, also just me as a woman, the concept of you're sitting here talking about farting. Where are your parents? Where is your boyfriend? Is this hot? Is this sexy? And a lot of things were going through my mind. First, I just wanted to know, how does one perform a song called Think You the Shit Fart? How do you get up there and have the confidence to just be like, I'm going to just talk about farting up here and hope people like it? And here's an actual clip, because she recently did perform Think You the Shit Fart, of her performing it. In case you're curious like me, I just have a curious mind. Take it away, Ice Spice.
You're not even the fuck. I be going hard. I'm breaking their hearts. Like,
what?
Be quick, but I'm quicker. Be thick, but I'm thicker.
And that, my friends, is how we're going to do it. We're just going to lean over with our butts and say, you think you the sh. Ooh, think you the sh. You're not even the fart. And that makes sense, actually. That isn't as I imagined it, but like, why else would she do anything else but bend over and put her ass in the air and talk about it? That makes sense, actually. What doesn't make sense is the fact that she is performing at Spotify's Best New Artist event in that clip. This is the Best New Artist, the best, right? It's the best we have to offer in the West, the best we have to offer in Hollywood when it comes to...
I love support,
man. Yeah. Worse than that, it's the best that we as Black people have to offer.
Yeah, it's what we're accepting. It's what we're accepting,
man. To offer, man. You know what I mean? Again, we don't really mess with secular music and stuff like that no more, you know, but still, again, like you're saying, like, at what point does this get, like, you know, like you said, even in the secular world, man, I mean, we went from Marvin Gaye and all of these people that made, like, songs that changed, their times and, you know, whatever like that, you know. It's like, what are we doing here?
Here's the problem, man.
What are we doing?
Here's the problem. These people are influential. That's the problem. You know what I mean? And we might think it's real half-baked and crazy, but to, you know, the kids that's in the school, like the situation that happened with Sexy Red, walks into middle school or, you know, and walks in the gym, just so happened for some reason in the gym in the middle school, they playing hip hop, by the way. And she walks in, the kids going crazy. So much so, they had to ask her to leave because they thought it might cause a riot. But the kids are going nuts. You know what I mean?
The sad thing is who let her in the school?
Right.
Who let her in the school? By the content of the music that you have, you should not be allowed to go into any school. You should not be allowed to go in any school. The content of the music that you have.
Did you ever see the video that was circulating of the little kids in a birthday party that was singing a Sexy Red song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, shaking their behinds and whatnot like that, man.
And that's what makes this disturbing. You know what I mean? This is what makes this disturbing.
Yeah, but then again, like I said, man, we got, this ain't just going on in music, man. I'm out in this world, man, and I speak to some of these women, man. We're not talking about people who are not college educated. You would think that, you know, that's what I'm about, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about college educated people, nurses, whatever. A lot of them got this ratchet mentality, man. A lot of them got this ratchet, disgusting mentality. I mean, and not just African American people, white folk too. You know, different ethnic groups, man. It's like this ratchet mentality is everywhere, man. It's sad because, again, like you said, with women, man, once the women go, you know, so goes society.
Men. Yeah, that's society. What it is. Society, yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like this is what you're willing to accept. And it was a certain point in time where it's like, you know, you wouldn't want your girl doing something like this. You wouldn't want your girl talking like this.
Listen, man, you know, your mother gives you good and bad, man. You know what I mean? Your father laid down the rules, but, you know, your mom has, and she's nursing you from day one, your dad at work or whatever like that. Your mom is the one who's teaching you good and bad. You know what I mean? And, you know, if your mom can't teach you, you know, if your mom is teaching you this kind of stuff, where are you going from there?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Where are you going from there? If your mom is laying it down to you like this, it's sad, man.
Yeah, very much so. All right. So last but not least, we want to go into this video of Curtis Sliwa, you know, and if any of you don't know, that's not from the New York metropolitan area. Curtis Sliwa is the head of the Guardian Angels. Now, if you can, Trey, give the people the context on the Guardian Angels.
I know they were formed in February 13th, 1979. I mean, it was a group. Actually, you know, growing up in Brooklyn, I've seen the Guardian Angels.
Yeah.
And when they originally started out, man, they were some good brothers, man. They used to step the drug dealers on the corner and stuff like that, telling them to move. They come through helping old people and stuff like that. They had some good stuff going on with them, man. But there were some things that happened with the Guardian Angels in the 80s and the 70s, whereas, you know, I know they had got into a different couple of situations with the police and, you know, local people and ended up getting hurt and stuff like that. And then it went off into this stupid garbage that Curtis Sliwa got going.
Comes a doggone clown show at this point.
Yeah, he's a clown, man. You know, Curtis Sliwa is the saddest clown in New York City, man. And let me tell you something.
Giuliani is running a, you know, race on that one. Giuliani's gonna turn into a real ghoul.
As messed up as Giuliani is.
But you're right, Giuliani. Call it what it is.
Yeah, as messed up as he was the mayor of New York City. And I'm not saying he was perfect. He was the history of Curtis Sliwa. Curtis Sliwa is the original troll, man. You know what I mean? Way before trolling was, you know, the thing. This is the original troll, man. He's an attention whore, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Didn't he get like stabbed at one point or shot or something like that on camera?
I think he faked his stabbing or something crazy.
Yeah, I think that's where the downfall came. I believe he had faked the stabbing on camera. It was something crazy like that.
He bent down. Let me tell you, way before he did that, I'd seen a documentary in New York where Curtis Sliwa was running in. He had like 10 Guardian Angels and they was running in like crack houses and jacking up, you know, stretched out crackheads and stuff like that. They already high laid out in the corner somewhere and he roughing up crackheads and stuff like that, man. Like, this ain't the problem, Curtis Sliwa. You know, the problem is the drugs that the place where they got the drugs from. This is what the original Guardian Angels used to do. They used to run up on drug dealers. You know, you going back to busting heads of people who crackheads and whatnot like that, man. He's lost the sauce a long time ago, man.
So listen,
courtesy of, I was a nut job, man. I said it. You can quote me.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that agree with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Even when you're watching this right here, what he's doing, it's WWF, man.
Yeah. So to give y'all some context, he had surrounded. He was on live with Sean Hannity, and you know, claimed to have surrounded some man they think was a migrant, you know, on live TV. And what happens is they like giving this guy to work. Come to find out, he's not even a migrant. He's from the Bronx.
Yeah, the man's born in here in the United States. He's from the Bronx. And here's the funny thing about it is, migrant worker, Curtis Lee was half Italian, half Polish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's an immigrant.
He's an immigrant.
You know what I mean? He's an immigrant. Maybe born here in America, but by way of his family coming somewhere, you know, from some other country or something like that. At one time or another, they were migrant workers and stuff like that, man. Who are you to, you know, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, it's very.
It was a nut job.
Very crazy.
You know, that's the audacity of some Caucasian people in this country, man. They get to this country and they forget that their family comes from some sort of they came through Ellis Island or something like that. And now that they're here, they got some sort of right to tell people who can be here and who can't. You know what I mean? That's very arrogant and you know, just crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is. All right, so this clip here.
Hold on. I'm just going off a tangent right now. Yeah. Speaking on that Giuliani, going back to him, and he's another one that has that mentality. I remember, I think it was in his book how he talked about his grandfather raised him, selling fruit on the street and whatever like that, and put him through college. First thing he do become once he becomes mayor of New York, then he remove all the street vendors out of Harlem. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? His father, the person that put him through school, sold fruits and vegetables on the street, from what I understand. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then now he wants to put the street vendors out of work once he becomes mayor. That's ridiculous. And this is what I'm talking about. They get to this point where they've been here in America for a little while, and they think they are actually, their lineage comes from America. You're an immigrant too.
Yeah.
You signed somebody in your family signed their name in Ellis Island somewhere.
And probably changed your name in the minute you signed up.
And change your name and
forcibly,
everything else.
You know what I mean?
Probably, and then they changed it back because it's Giuliani, but you know, at one time or another, even the Italians used to hide their name. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to be known as Italians because they were looked down upon at one time or another. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now he got the right to look down on Mexican migrant workers. Are you crazy? Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous, man.
It is. All right, so listen, we're going to run this clip here from the Young Turks. This is Curtis Lewa and his Guardian Angels beating up the so-called migrant worker. Check this out.
Guys have just taken down one of the migrant guys right here on the corner, 42nd and 7th. While all
can,
this
can you
is
pan taking, the camera?
They've taken over. They've taken over. He is out of control.
Out of control. See, he's doing his Hulk Hogan. What you gonna do with the Hulk still going wild on you right now? That's what he's doing right now, man. He pumping people up like he's doing something special. And a bunch of old weirdos is acting as guardian angels, man. It's crazy, man.
And you know, this is 42nd Street. Now, people are not familiar with it that might be listening to this from a different city or something. You know, 42nd Street, especially at night, is a very busy intersection. You know what I mean? It's right. A lot of people on the street. And the Guardian Angels, again, are a vigilante group, right? And so if you were in the middle of 42nd Street, and at the time of that recording, it was like 9:31 p.m. when that was happening, and you stomping this man out, and you're not law enforcement, shouldn't everybody go to jail? I mean, because you and I beat some guy up in the middle of 42nd Street.
Just because he protesting something that you speaking against, man. Everybody in 42nd Street got somebody standing out there protesting against them. Hebrew Israelites and everybody standing out there cursing at each other. And that conversation of 5%ers and all other kind of people out there, conscious community, everybody out there getting cursed out. You know, standing on some soapbox somewhere.
Well, I mean, if you're just doing this because he's a migrant worker. allegedly, you know, well, we found out now, fact that he wasn't. But it's just the fact that could you or I beat somebody up and have my man giving commentary with a camera while we doing it and no cop shows up?
It's crazy, man.
It's a lot of little questionable holes in this one, man.
And you know what's sad about this? When the Guardian Angels initially started, these were brothers, man. They were down street brothers, man.
Doing some good. They want to clean up their community.
Hispanics and blacks, man, that were down riding the trains, making sure people was all right, you know, and making sure, you know, I remember one time or another when you saw a Guardian Angel on the train, you felt good. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now, this goofy garbage that they got going here, migrant workers, for real? For real? That's your stance now?
Yeah, man.
That's crazy, man. If you put them original brothers back, that original brothers and them Latinos back that was wearing them berets and stuff like that, man, they probably slapped Curtis Sliwa, man. Like, what are you doing? Where did you take this?
Because to me, this looks like a gang. You know, I put it to you like this, man.
I won't disrespect a gang and say it's a gang.
No, well, when I say it looks like a gang, it's like if this was an actual gang that was just in the streets of Manhattan at the time and whatever. In fact, I put it to you like this. If somebody stole your wallet and we caught the guy and we stomped the guy out again.
You're going to jail.
With the camera and your man giving commentary on live television.
You're going to jail.
You're going to jail, man. You're going to jail.
Going to jail. Finish playing it out.
You know, yeah, I'm going to finish playing this out. This is crazy.
There. All right, now.
That was Sean Hannity's interview with Curtis Sliwa.
Hello.
Sliwa.
Can you stop that for a second? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and say this here. That looked like a setup.
I was just thinking the exact same thing.
It looked like, I could be wrong.
No, well, you know what? I mean,
it looked crazy.
They claimed that the guy was a shoplifter, allegedly. You know what I mean? And he was from the Bronx. This is what they're saying. But in all honesty, I don't think we see the guy, you know, anything like that. So I'm with you. I think this looks kind of WWE.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, WWF. Like, just as you on the camera with Sean Hannity, all of a sudden somebody's back there acting up, and now y'all pull a stunt where y'all trying to apprehend them, restrain them, whatever the case may be. Yeah, I mean, now y'all trying to do this as of right now? Come on, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I mean, and you know, the end game is just to be fearful of these, you know, these migrant workers is what they want you to be.
Come on, man. And he a Republican from the Bronx. He ran with them brothers in the street down there in the 70s and the 80s. And now he's a Republican, man. And again, I don't have no dog in the fight either way. But let me tell you something. You black or you Hispanic, you know, and you look at them Republican photos of the Republican National Convention and all the other stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Black people are like a raisin in a bowl of grits in it. You know, some things you just don't have to be a rocket scientist to say, I shouldn't be a part of this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, check this out, man.
Sliwa.
Curtis Sliwa.
You just say it real quick so people don't know that you're mispronouncing it. Okay, great.
Okay.
Founder of the crime prevention vigilante group, the Guardian Angels, which has been around for literally decades, and we'll get to their history in just a minute. Now, they've been active in New York's surging migrant crisis, and during that live interview on Fox News, members of his group accosted who they alleged was a shoplifting illegal immigrant. Now, it turns out that wasn't the case. All right. So after Fox showed the group restraining the man, Sliwa went back to give an update on the situation. So let's take a look at that.
Boy had been shoplifting first. The Guardian Angel spotted them, stopped them. He resisted. And let's just say we gave him a little pain compliance. His mother back in Venezuela felt the vibrations. He's sucking concrete. The cops scraped him off the asphalt. He's on his way to jail.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Some mean gene garbage.
I think we saw this earlier and you said something about suing him. I said, I hope if they got a dollar left in them that he sue them for everything they got. But I don't think they got two nickels to rub together in the Guardian.
Correction. I mean, and they can probably use some law to say that, you know, like some Samaritan law, whatever the case is. But I actually think everybody should be arrested.
Everybody.
Everybody should be arrested.
Everybody involved. Well, I think the guy did get arrested for some sort of disorderly conduct.
No, I think Curtis Lee Wood and his goons need to be arrested.
Oh, no, but I'm just saying. Yeah, they need to be arrested.
You know what I mean? Because if, again, if it was a group, I'll put it to you like this. If it was a group of black teens, let's just go there with it. You know what I mean? Group of black teens. You know, be stomp somebody out. And this has happened several times.
If you was a minister and y'all went out there and was standing out there talking about church and just preaching, and somebody start acting crazy and y'all start bombing on them right there, you can go to jail.
Yeah. Everybody should be arrested for this one. You show me a law that says this is right. I mean, you can restrain somebody if they did something wrong. I get that, but come on, man. Come on.
I wouldn't trust Sliwa with nothing. Absolutely nothing. Yeah, I look at him like the worst crackhead I've ever looked in my life, man. I wouldn't trust Curtis Sliwa with nothing, man. It's been a dog and pony show ever since the man was, I don't know if he was always the head dude or whatever the case may be, because I remember just seeing brothers coming through the neighborhood that was guarding angels, you know, and I never seen Curtis Lee until I want to say around the 80s. I know he got some interviews back in the 70s and whatever the case may be, but I never seen him personally until the late 80s when he started like trying to get like political offices and radio stations and that kind of thing, man.
Well, Lisa Sliwa used to be with him, and I guess she divorced him based upon the foolishness and went on to have a successful radio career, you know what I mean, till this day.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, she denounced the foolishness, man. I think, remember she was doing like Street Soldiers and stuff. Everybody back in New York, y'all remember Street Soldiers?
I think she's still doing it.
Is she still doing it?
I think she's still doing it, man.
And
she's more credible than he is.
She's very much more credible than he is, man. You know what I mean? And so it just goes to show you.
Dirtied her name up.
Well, that's what it is. She broke camp before it got too bad. You know what I mean? Like, I can't be attached to this goal, man. I can't.
He's disgusting, man. Then he always stand there like he's some sort of statue, or I ain't never seen Curtis Lee Wild even get into a scuffle, man. You know what I mean? Like a real downright scuffle or heard about it, man. You know, he's a dust bucket, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't stand people like that, man. It's just like he's a attention whore. He's an ambulance chaser, man. Anything you call Curtis Sliwa, man. My history of just knowing New York City and watching the news with Curtis Sliwa has always been disgusting. Saw many talk shows with him on. And he's WWF.
Man. Yeah, he's a dirtbag. But listen, all our New Yorkers out there, this is for you. You know what I mean? If you remember like Street Soldiers and, you know, back when Hot 97 was Hot 97, when it was, you know, real stuff, man. Man, just drop something in the comments, man. Let us know you out there. If you of a certain age, you remember these things. You know what I mean?
I think she still does it, because what happens is, I think, you know, obviously we ain't in New York. You know, we ain't listening to Hot 97. But, you know, when you scroll through Facebook sometime, when these rappers get locked up and stuff like that, I think she still does that thing where she speaks on, like, you know, those kind of high-profile rap crimes and stuff like that, you know. And I could be wrong, but I think it is Cold Street Soldier.
Yeah, yeah. Ashley says in 2016, a long-running Hot 97 show, Street Soldiers, with Lisa. Her new name is Evans, by the way, y'all. Lisa Evans.
Right.
It was turned into a weekly TV show on Fox 5 in New York. So it does still come on. It airs Friday nights at 10:30 p.m. Mm. Yeah, so okay. she's still rocking after all these years, man. She's about almost 70 years old, man.
Yeah, man.
Still rocking.
She needs to tell Curtis to go push his head up under a rock or something like that.
Yeah, you know, you get to a certain point, a certain stride in life, man. You might want to take them berets off before you have a heart attack. Wrestling one of these. This New York now with these kids ain't playing, man. You know what I mean? They don't know you.
It used to be, again, man, I remember as a kid, man, the Guardian Angels was for real, man. You know, they had the real brothers, at least the Brooklyn faction that I seen come through, man. You know, I seen them, you know, stuff to drug dealers and stuff like that, man. And they didn't mind getting into some physical confrontation in the middle of the street. You know, because a lot of early Guardian Angels was into, you know, what do you want to say, karate?
And, yeah, there's, you know, having a martial arts
and stuff like that.
Because I don't believe they carry weapons at all. at all.
I don't remember them ever carrying weapons. And this is back then where, you know, I'm going to tell you back then, you know, the drug dealers, the cops, everybody would give you a fair one back then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know it was cops that take off the badge and say, all right, well, let's get it on right quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I'm not understanding how they operate in this new New York. You know what I mean? How do you still do this in new New York?
They ain't operating, man.
That's what I'm like. Like you're a vigilante group.
He's nothing but a Republican clown pawn, man. Whereas, like, he can go out here and do this kind of goofy garbage and Sean Hannity can get it on there and, you know, they can, you know, raise that, you know, with that scariness vote that they like to get out of the Republican Party. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's it, man. He's a bum. He's a bum, man. He's been a long time bum, man. You know what I mean? And I'm surprised Sean Hannity, I don't like none of this stuff, but I'm surprised he was stooped this low. Man.
I'm not surprised at all. I'm not surprised at all.
Curtis Sliwa is the bottom of the Republican barrel. He's like the crevice of the bowl. That man's disgusting, man.
I ain't surprised by none of this, man. All right, man, but we're going to get ready to wrap up, though, man. You know what I mean? Crazy stuff, man. So, look, man, message to our people, man. Come on, we got to raise this bar back up, man. This is ridiculous what we're seeing. We got to do better, man. Please. If you see this stuff, you know, you got to speak out against it. You know, this is your culture on the line, man. Only One Mic Podcast is available on all platforms you stream your podcasts on. And also check out our Only One Mic Podcast YouTube channel. Catch up on our past and our current episodes. Also check out the shorts too, y'all. You can watch those just to get a little glimpse of what the show is like. Please don't forget to rate the show and subscribe. And on Instagram at the Only One Mic P1, Facebook and LinkedIn, the Only One Mic Podcast. And you can contact us by email, theonlyonemic00@gmail.com. Or you can call us at 302-367-7219 to have your comments and questions played on the show. We thank you once again for your time. Thank you for making space for us.
What you got to say? At least my girl didn't leave me for no guardian angel.
I got to point that. All right, y'all. And we encourage you to speak the truth quietly and clearly and listen to others, even the dull and the ignorant, because they too have their story to tell. So until next time, please keep in mind that we never had to run from the Ku Klux Klan, so we shouldn't have to run from a black man. Raise the bar, people. Raise the bar.
Raise it up.
Peace.